Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Wow, this has been an incredible day of talk radio. I am like completely fully energized. I can't even believe it, actually, in myself. But I'm telling you, this is one of the things that I love, love, love to do. I mean, I think about it every day, and I wake up with such appreciation. I want to thank all of you for tuning us in and turning us on, and you've been doing it for a bunch of years now. Some of you are new to the show. Some of you have been listening since day one, and we are so thrilled that you have decided to take the journey with us. We've promised to bring you the best that we could in positive talk, live, energizing radio. And boy, we're not done yet. We're actually launching an opportunity that will allow you to listen to many, many hours of radio. And we're thrilled to be doing that. But more importantly, the entire Pay It Forward initiative is being developed into a community of those of you out there that are doing great things in the world. You're going to be able to communicate with each other. You're going to be able to pay it forward. And you're going to be able to join me in helping transform the world one listener at a time. Thank you so much for tuning in and turning us on. We've got a great show. Finally, somebody has found an alternative to what many of us have been living our lives as and with and how and who. And I mean that in a very serious way. For most of my corporate career, and I will tell you even beyond my corporate career, going back to school, what I was challenged with was studying change, studying this world of uncertainty. You know, being able to talk to people and executives and telling people that this is a world where things are just going to change all the time. You can't count on anything, and so don't bother. And so, wow. If you've ever been on that roller coaster ride, and if you've ever been a consultant or an executive in HR and have tried to feed people that, you will absolutely know the pain, the suffering, the anxiety that most people have. Today, we've got a fresh perspective, just an absolutely amazing perspective by this incredible author, Christy LeBlanc, joining us here today. She is the author of Living with Certainty. Experience deep soul joy. This is an award-winning executive recruiter, an innovative advisor for creating life success and joy. And she does this by helping folks discover and leverage our deepest way of being, our authenticity, our purpose. You're going to hear from her in a minute. And once you do, you'll understand why this book is so great and why her work is so powerful. And if you take a step back and you think about who Christy is, you think about the word success everywhere, every aspect of her life, incredible family, fabulous job, career. But what is it that she's been able to discover along the way that has so changed, shifted, and created the life she has today? Imagine now taking on a new language and a new perspective, and it's not about uncertainty. It's not the years I spent studying job insecurity, or maybe it is. But today, you're going to get to meet somebody that has a different story for us and a story that all of us can count on so that we can experience that deep soul joy. Christy, thank you so much for joining the show today. It is so great to finally have you on. Thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Pat. I am so pleased to be here. I so respect what you're doing and appreciate your kind words. And as you might imagine, given my professional experience, I am viewed as a bit of a maverick right now within the certainly within the executive recruiting industry. But this is absolutely a message that I have felt compelled for some time now to deliver. And I'm so pleased to be with you and have the opportunity to share it.
You know, before we actually get into the book, I have to just ask you a couple of questions about your own journey. You actually just said it. You know, what you just said was incredible, because for those of us that have spent time in the human resources arena, the one thing that most of us have been told, and actually have been told to tell others, is learn to live with uncertainty. You know, just suck it up, learn to be with it. Everything's not going to, you know, everything is going to be unpredictable, and this is just the way it is. But here you are now, after this successful career, you're writing a book called Living with Certainty. What is it that you've discovered along the way? What obstacles, Christy, did you have to overcome to be able to get clear about this notion that certainty not only replaces uncertainty, but can create joy?
Well, that's a great question, and it's a complex question. You know, if I look back at my own journey, there were some real pivotal personal challenges and moments that I faced that made me think, you know what, I feel bad. This isn't the right fit for me. It's not where I should be. So I certainly had the uncertainty of doing something that I shouldn't have been doing, not where I should have had my focus, not how I should have been spending my time. Immediately, when I noticed, I'm very in tune with my own energy and my own vibrational frequency, which we can talk more about, because that is a term that makes so many people cringe and squirm, particularly in the mainstream and in the business community. But when I would, for example, you know, when I started writing this book and I knew that this was a message that I wanted to get out, I absolutely felt differently. I felt so purposeful. I felt certain that this is what I should be doing. And so through a lot of trial and error throughout over the past several years, I really combined with my experience and my observations, having interviewed thousands of people, I really came to the conclusion that we can live with certainty. We can follow our own instincts and intuition, and we can live despite the uncertainty in the external world. We can live in a way that brings us a level of joy and peace that we never experienced before. But it's harder to do than a lot of people realize. If it was easy, we'd all be living with deep soul joy. So this is the reason that I've written the book.
Well, you know, I think, and I want to ask you, don't you think that part of it is because we have been told just the opposite? You know, part of it is getting to that place, and I think you talk about this in the book around faith and trust, that, you know, we can live with certainty, and there's a level of faith and trust that, as you said, comes from within. You very quickly talk about spirituality not as something that happens on the outside or that you do every once in a while when life is really bad, but you talk about it as a lifestyle. And I wanted to ask you, is this notion, the way that you talk about spirituality and live your life with spirituality, how do we create the bridge between spirituality and certainty?
Well, interesting. So, you know, my thought is that a true spiritual journey is your lifestyle. It is part and parcel of everything you're doing on a daily basis. And so if you're doing things on a daily basis that are causing you to feel uncertain whether or not it's right for you, just overall negative and fearful and doubtful, stop, because you're on the wrong track. Through living with spirituality in the way that I outline in the book, every day of your life, you come to understand your own energy. You really come to rely on your own emotions and whether or not you feel right and good, and your energy feels pure and light. When you feel that way, I would suggest to people that they not just take it for granted and feel like they're just, you know, feel good today, and it just happens that I'm having a good day today. I believe that this is when you are really aligned with your highest frequency energy, and you're in your flow and your zone, and you're doing what's right. So I don't believe, for me, that you can live with certainty without spirituality, because I am suggesting that your energy, that your soul is the purest energy in your being, and your daily actions, beliefs, expectations, expressions of gratitude have to be at such a pure, high vibrational level, in alignment with your calling and your purpose and your authenticity, that you're moving forward with certainty. So I see an absolute link between spirituality and living with certainty.
I love it. I love it. Hey, we're going to take a short break. Christy LeBlanc is joining us here today. The book is Living with Certainty, Experience Deep Soul Joy. And I want to let everybody know we're going to actually give copies of the book away, but here's what I'd like to encourage you to do. We have put an incredible feature on the Dr. Pat Show website, and you can go to the drpatshow.com or Dr. Pat Live, and right there you'll see a place for you to ask questions, make a comment, or if you want, you will also be able to call in the show. When we come back, I'll be able to give you that information. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Christy about discovering the life the universe always intended you to live. I love this topic. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Are you tired of hanging on to things in your life that hold you back? Get ready to reclaim your fearless nature with Annette Bingham. Annette has been a catalyst for helping people achieve maximum results. Known for her breakthrough approaches, she will assist you to unleash your true power. Her unique distance healing techniques have been empowering people globally. Get ready for a life-changing event to step into your fearless nature. For more information, visit AnnetteBingham.com or call 432-770-4062.
Now is the perfect time to learn Tai Chi and Qigong. These ancient Chinese healing arts, also called mind-body practice, are simple to learn, clinically proven to be effective, and can be practiced by anyone, anywhere, at any time. For 10 years, the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi has been a respected leader in mind-body practice training. Visit IIQTC.org. Empower yourself, empower others. Visit IIQTC.org for more information on mind-body practice. IIQTC.org. How would you like increased health and vitality? Would you like relief from acute or chronic health issues? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? Would you like relief from allergy, weight, and digestive issues? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural technique. Whether you seek relief from health issues or desire to live at your optimum health and vitality, contact reflex analysis is a profound method which detects imbalances at a subclinical level, restoring health issues before they arise while increasing vitality and longevity. Discover CRA.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Every day we're moving toward wellness or away from wellness. I'd like to be your partner in achieving your optimal health and well-being. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hi, I'm Don Brecky. I chose 2 years ago to get on the Take Shape for Life program. I've lost 30 pounds and kept it off over 2 years. I have more energy. I get out of bed without backaches. It's been a life changer.
Hi, I'm Del Gardner. With the Take Shape for Life program, me and my wife lost 90 pounds together, and that was 2 years ago, and we feel great.
Get healthy with the Take Shape for Life program. Get clinically tested products from Medifast and support from a free certified health coach. Visit simpletolose.com to learn more. Results will vary. Consult a physician before beginning weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details.
Today's tip is brought to you by David Emerald, author of The Power of TED. Call a timeout every now and then. Set your watch to remind yourself every 2 hours to take a look at your intentions and actions. Have you been focusing on reacting to problems or creating outcomes? Have you been responding from the victim role of the drama triangle or the creator role of the empowerment dynamic? Take time out to review your intentions and choices. making sure that you are, indeed, focused on creating the outcomes you want in your life. That is the way of a creator. Here's to the creator in you.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And I have to tell you, I'm so jazzed to have Christy LeBlanc joining us here today. The book is Living with Certainty. I want to just mention to those of you out there, we actually are giving away 5 copies of Christy's book, Living with Certainty. And you'll get those along with a Deep Soul Joy wrist bracelet. The way that we're going to do this tonight is really simple. And that is that we've provided, as usual, the instant feedback mechanism right on the Dr. Pat Show. What I'm going to need is your location, your name, your address, your email, and so forth. But even more inspirational than that, if you are ready to live with certainty and want to give us a shout tonight on the show, we've made that possible as well. And when you call in, all you need to do is give Seth some information, your email address, and your name. And the first 5 folks will be able to send a book to 888-815-9756, 888-815-9756. Christy's joining us here today. I also want to make sure that those of you out there know that you can go to the website livingwithcertainty.com. That's certainty, not uncertainty, livingwithcertainty.com, and find out lots more about Christy, about the book, and about what we're talking about tonight. Christy, this is really kind of cool. It is really great having you on the show and being able to describe in the way that you've done in this book, actually brilliantly, what this means to live with certainty. And the reason that I love this conversation with you is because you've outlined and demonstrated in the book that this is not only possible, but it really is probable if people do some of the things that you mention in the book. What do you believe is the most important thing that people need to know right now, as you call it? What is the awareness that all of us need to have in this moment to even begin to step towards living with certainty?
Well, you know, there are so many different aspects of the book that matrix together into the Living with Certainty philosophy. But if I had to identify the top 1 or 2 most important energy enablers, I would have to say it's developing awareness and meditation. And in many respects, they go hand in hand. Without awareness, you aren't able to accomplish the most basic aspects of living with certainty. You're not in touch with your emotions. You don't understand how your emotions can guide you. I refer to your internal instruction system, and I believe that is the body of instinct, intuition, hunch, gut feeling, emotion that all come into play to guide you and to move you forward along your intended path, the life the universe always intended you to live, the reason that your soul came into earthly physicality. And meditation and awareness are absolutely key. They're the foundation. They're the starting point. You really have to be able to still yourself and quiet yourself and to understand who you really are at your core level, at your essence. And until you can really do that, it's going to be very difficult for you to understand the subtleties, the whispers that can guide you forward. And without awareness, you can miss signs and synchronicities that are guiding you, perhaps on a path that isn't the direction that you're going at that moment. But if you live with awareness and if you're meditating, it puts you in a different mindset, and spiritually it brings you to a place where your essence is able to lead your life in a way that you probably haven't known before, but in a way that will really bring forward your purpose and your authenticity.
Let me ask you a question about this, because you really lay this out in the book, signs, symbols, signals, synchronicities. And so, you know, part of this is really getting to the core, about how to pay attention to these. A lot of people call them luck, other things and so forth. You know, there are so many ways to describe and actually really blow off, in a sense, some of the powerful signs, signals, and symbols and synchronicities that are showing up in our life. It's really easy. It's really interesting as well, Christy. We're in a society where you're either lucky or you're meant to do something, but we rarely acknowledge someone's ability to be so aware or acutely tuned in to signs, signals, symbols, and synchronicities. We just don't really want to acknowledge that, but you're right. Really clear that we have to acknowledge that in ourselves.
Well, you know, for centuries, people lived so much closer to nature. It wasn't viewed as kind of fringy or flaky to talk about synchronicity and signs. And somehow we've gotten away from that as a society. And I really wanted to give that a prominent place in the book because I believe that without an awareness of signs, signals, symbols, and synchronicities, you will find it difficult to really stay in your flow. Because once you really live from a very high vibrational frequency, the universe is working with you. It's never working against you. But things happen easier. Things fall into place in ways that you can't believe, but that are really quite wonderful. And to think that, to dismiss that as just luck, I think is really shortchanging the way that we can really play an impactful role in co-creating our lives. It is far more empowering to believe in synchronicity and that you're not alone and that this energy that you can tap into if you live with, you know, purity, love, and compassion in this very high vibrational frequency, you're in the flow. And you undoubtedly are going to experience synchronicities and the universe working with you. And, you know, I believe that the universe speaks to every single one of us through myriad signs and messages throughout our lives. It's just that not everybody knows it. But, you know, the entire universe is linked and interconnected through energy, and energy is the medium. It's not going to be words necessarily. Energy is the medium for the guidance and the messages that we will receive through source energy that can help us co-create our lives. So, you know, these energetic impulses, whether it's a synchronicity that, you know, you find there's no traffic on the road and you find the right parking spot and you make it to a meeting on time.
Yeah, right.
You know, those things should not be dismissed. I think you're very much in the flow when that happens.
Right. I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, since I read your book, I've had a time to reflect, and I hope everybody out there, you know, that's listening to the Dr. Pat Show right now can relate to this. Because I think it really is important, Christy, and maybe you can talk to this as we talk about this internal instruction system that you have, that you refer to in the book. Every one of us can point to a moment in time where we didn't hang up the phone. I mean, that's how I got started in radio. I dialed the wrong number, but I didn't hang up. You know, I didn't hang up. And before I knew it, I was talking to some producer for some internet talk radio network when nobody was listening to internet in 2003. And I bought my first hour and didn't really understand why I did it. And you talk about intuition, instinct, in the book, you talk about emotions and energy rhythms. There's a level of joy that we feel at certain moments in our lives. And there's also times in our lives where we don't feel that joy. How can we build what we need to build so that living with certainty is something that we do like breathing? You know, how do we absorb everything that you've put in this book and that you live, so that living with certainty is the norm, not the anomaly?
Right. Well, what I hope I have done in creating living with certainty. And, you know, as you read through the book, it builds upon itself in layers in terms of different concepts that are introduced. And what I hope that I have done is really create a plan that is, everyday spirituality, something that comes very natural to you. There's a lot of gray area with this because, as you said, you know, listening to your own internal instruction system is critical. It's a critical aspect of living with certainty. So by no means is there any direction or instruction on how you should react. I am trying to explain to people that you do have that internal instruction system to help you decipher how to act, how to move forward. When you're having those moments or those days where everything seems to be going wrong and you're feeling awful, I'm suggesting that I'm providing you in the book with the tools to get yourself back on track, to try to figure out where you have lowered and densened your vibrational frequency in very practical ways. One of the reasons there are 65 energy enablers is really to just provide the foundation, the start in kind of the big bucket areas that you may run into, where you might run into challenges throughout your day, so that you understand how to get yourself back on track. You really mm-hmm. understand that through any number of these energy enablers, you have the opportunity in the moment, irrespective of what you're dealing with, to take not just the high road, but the high vibrational frequency right. road, which means that you're right. feeling better. So, you know, when I talk about internal instruction system, it's something that we all possess. It's that natural, hardwired guidance system that already exists within you. And it's your feelings and your emotions and instinct and hunch and intuition. And, you know, they are really the key drivers of your guidance system. And this is how the encouragement, the support, the guidance from source energy communicates with you. And it's exactly what leads you to discover your purposeful authenticity and to figure out how to express it. And it also allows you to really, along with awareness, which is key to be able to live in alignment with your internal instruction system, it is what allows you to recognize and feel inspiration and guidance and messages long before your thought process kicks in. We spend so much time thinking and strategizing and all that's great. But I think first we should put a lot more time into just stilling ourselves and being in touch with how we are really perceiving where we are and how we're feeling, whether or not we are really doing what's right for us or not.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to take a short break because I can't wait to talk with Christy LeBlanc joining us here today. The book is Living with Certainty, Experience Deep Soul Joy. But really, it's more than that. When you read the book, and we'll talk about this when we come back, you know, the enablers that Christy has outlined in the book, they're fascinating. They're actually pretty incredible. When we come back, we're going to talk about one of my favorites, and one of the ones I think is really most difficult for people right now, and that is self-awareness and self-love. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And my very special guest, Christy LeBlanc. The book is Living with Certainty. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's T-H-E-D-R-PatShow.com for listening times in your area.
Neshama Living, where your optimal health begins with awareness, grows with knowledge, flourishes with proactive solutions, and is practiced as a way of life. Neshama Living is dedicated to wholeness of body, mind, and spirit. The Neshama Living Hour is coming to the Dr. Pat Show. Get ready to regain your natural balance. Take control of your health and vitality and build your foundation for wellness with Neshama Living on the Dr. Pat Show.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, Living with Certainty. This is a fabulous, fabulous book. I'm actually thrilled we're going to be giving copies of this away. It is really, for me, it had me reflect on my life. And really right now in a time of my life where there are some things that I'm doing that folks around me would think, oh, man, she's like lost her mind again. Well, probably, but that's okay. Because I am at some level living with a certainty that I think we're all here to do something so much greater than ourselves. And when you get an idea, you get a hunch, you get that thing in your stomach, or you get some of the things that my very special guest is talking about, we have to pay attention to them. And what I've learned in reading her book, it's more than just paying attention. It's really a call to action. But sometimes we get stuck. Sometimes one of these little, how should I call them, these little enablers, that energy enablers that are in the book, sometimes we become disempowered and actually are not able to do very much at all. But what Christy has outlined are reminders, as I like to think about them. These enablers remind us that we truly have the capacity. Christy, thank you for joining us today. It's so great to have you on the show. It's really very cool, actually.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here. Thank you.
So I want to kick it off with this idea of self-awareness and self-love. In almost every self-help book that we read, or even books that are not self-help now, you know, we're getting this in the scientific literature as well. We hear this idea of self-love. And everyone that you ask, don't you think, they'll say, yeah, that's it. We've got to love it. We've got to do it. Oh, my gosh. Is it one of the hardest things to do or not?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it not only is it difficult, but there has been no script out there to help people who have had hardship and really just have faced one challenge after another, conditioning that has just left them feeling bad about themselves. And, you know, one of the core aspects of living with certainty is one of the fundamental tenets of living with certainty is that if you were born, you belong. Not in 10 years or not when you make X amount of dollars, but, or not when you have a big title, but you were born, you belong, period. And that's easy to say, but it's hard to really, if you suffer from low self-esteem or not having a lot of respect for yourself, for whatever reason, it's hard to make that transition. And so, you know, part, as you read through the book, again, the way it layers and builds upon itself, I hope, and I have heard from people, that it does provide the blueprint or the template. It lays the foundation to start embracing the soul you, and to start respecting the way that the universe, source energy, God, whatever, however you refer to that energy, is communicating with you and is making its presence known in your life. So that's the initial foundation. But, you know, having a beautiful life, living the life the universe always intended for you to live, really requires a healthy respect for yourself. Mm. And I don't believe that that happens in a vacuum. I think it is part of the process. And I hope that I have outlined for people the beginning of that process in the book.
Well, I think what you've done so beautifully in the book is probably, you know, without saying it, is the entire way that you list these enablers, these energy boosters, whatever you'd like to call them. I think they are reminders of exactly what you said. Now, I said I wouldn't do this, but I am going to read a quote from your book because I actually was so moved by it, and it actually helped me understand my life a little bit better. You talk about revelation and enlightenment. And I honestly don't know why you put these two together, but I know that there's a reason. Nobody talks about revelation, but you have a quote in here, and I want to read it. It says, "Cease trying to work everything out with your minds. It will get you nowhere. Live by intuition and inspiration and let your whole life be a revelation." Wow. I would love for you to talk to us about the word revelation, but more importantly, what does this mean in the context of self-help, change, and living with certainty?
Well, I had a moment going back to the late 80s, 1988, I believe, where I was, you know, a kid, college kid, really, you know, leaving a Christmas party completely in a different zone, the fun party zone, but feeling very, I was operating, living, I didn't know it, how to refer to it at the time, but I was in a very high vibrational frequency. I was feeling great, so happy. And, you know, interestingly enough, a little Oprah aside for a moment, Oprah at that time was just really starting to do some shows on spirituality. And again, this is 1988, so it was very early on in her work in that area. And so I had a little bit of that exposure, but not much. And I ended up that evening having several moments of what I viewed were just life-changing, high-frequency energy that entered my being and forever changed me. It infused me with hope. It sent me down a path that I never spoke much about. My colleagues would not, they would say, I never really saw this side of Christy. But it has always influenced how I have chose to live my life and certainly has influenced writing this book. And so for me, that was a revelation. It was really that connection between my essence and greater source energy. And it was life-changing. And it has also dramatically led to the enlightenment that I have experienced over the years. So that is the reason for putting the two together. And, you know, again, you really have to, as you were moving along in your spiritual journey and in your awakening, everybody needs to, you know, be open to those moments and have that awareness of, you know, that I may have just experienced something quite profound, and this is something that I should really pay attention to.
Well, and let's talk about this in terms of this paying attention. One of the things you also address in the book, and you do it under Mind and Thoughts, you know, one of my favorite topics, actually.
Yeah.
But you talk about optimism, and I wanted to bring it up because there's been a large part of my life where, you know, I've been referred to as an optimist in not such a positive way. I mean, imagine that. Is that like an oxymoron or not? Like, oh, she's an optimist. You know, like, do you know what I'm talking about? It's like, wow, it wasn't fashionable to be an optimist. As a matter of fact, 2 weeks ago, I made a declaration on my daytime show where I said, I'm not going to refer to the economy ever again as economic downturn. I said, we are declaring right now that we are in an economic upturn. And I started to use that language. And what's interesting, I got some very interesting results. It's not that I'm not, I don't live on another planet. I live right here. But isn't optimism a choice?
Absolutely. And, you know, I do have a quote in the book that says, well, first of all, let me just say that I think anybody who would criticize you for being an optimist must be a pessimist. But, you know, there is a quote by Helen Keller in the book that says, no pessimist ever discovered the secret of the stars or sailed to an uncharted land or opened a new heaven to the human spirit. You can never stop believing in yourself. You can never lose hope that there is a better way, that there is a better life, that you can reach your dreams, that you can contribute in ways that you find incredibly meaningful and purposeful. You can never lose sight of that. And it doesn't mean that you're not taking into account the reality of the day or the situation or the challenges that you're faced with. But it does mean that you will take those things into account as you put together your strategy, your plan of action, how you're going to move forward. But the key is that you are going to move forward because you live with optimism. You're not just going to be stuck in the mud and wait for somebody to, you know, come pull you out of the mud or change your situation, or, you know, the white knight isn't going to come. You're your own white knight. And I think that the core of that belief is to be an optimist and to never stop believing, to never stop hoping, to never stop expecting that the very best outcome is possible.
Mm. I want to just mention for those
any other way.
Yeah, I know. It's really, I mean, for me, there is so much that you've been able to put in one book. It's actually incredible. I actually can't read this book from beginning to end, although I did once. And the reason that I'm so drawn to it is every time I open it up, there's something that I see. Did you intend that to be that way, Christy?
Yeah. You know, when I was really developing the whole living with certainty philosophy and trying to decide how to structure it, because, you know, my innate personal orientation is to see things through a spiritual lens. And so but I understand that that is not the case for everyone. A lot of people are early in their journeys. We're all at different phases, and people need to be able to start where they're comfortable. And so the way we have structured the book is such that, you know, I lay out the living with certainty philosophy, but then, you know, and you can read that in its entirety and, you know, read it several times. You can read chapters, Deep Soul Joy, Spiritual Power Frequency, until they really sink in. I know I've had people tell me they read one section or one chapter at a time and then they have to digest it. And, you know, part two is discovering the life the universe always intended for you to live. And that is really where you start to get to your essence and figure out how to understand, mm-hmm. how to uncover your own purpose and inspired soul view. And then I wanted the energy enablers to be separate so that once you understand the philosophy, once you understand the way I'm suggesting that you get to the point where you're ready to really create the high vibrational frequency on a daily basis, then you can move on to the energy enablers. And then in the final section, we cover the what's holding you back. So I wanted it to be, because there's so much information in the book, I wanted to create a blueprint that was not overwhelming, so you can take it in chunks, and I think that you should. But certainly I would suggest that somebody read it all through at once,
yeah.
First time.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, that's what I found to be really helpful. And one of the things that I loved about it, as well as, you know, I think we've gone through, Christy, and I'd like you to really address this. I think we have gone through a period, and I would say it's really started with the movie The Secret that came out, I think, which was really explosive for so many of us. And, you know, I don't always agree with some of the philosophies in the movie, but I certainly do agree with the premise. The thing that I think that we're now moving towards is moving beyond the misinterpretation of Eckhart Tolle's, you know, be here now and the power of now, because I think many people interpreted that to be here now and do nothing. or the power of now and do nothing. And so what got left out of the equation in some very major ways is what you address in the book, in which I love to talk about, action and actions.
Right.
So I think we went from the continuum of this is enlightenment, which means action is not a big place, to now being able to appreciate that, wow, you've got to get your feet moving. And so I wanted to talk with you about this, especially about risk and leaps of faith. I am so interesting that you put it in this part of the book.
Well, you know, I completely agree with you. And in terms of the secret and the law of attraction, you know, the law of attraction is one of the energy enablers in the mind and thoughts section. But without action, you know, if simply sitting and thinking that you are going to win the lottery would, you know, provide that windfall, we all would have won the lottery by now. So we know that just thinking about something isn't going to produce it. We have to, you know, I believe we have to be in the high vibrational frequency state. We have to be aligned with the flow of our spiritual power frequency. We have to be aligned, doing things that are aligned with our inspired soul view, with our purposeful authenticity. And these are, you know, what I describe in the book as soul view aligned action. And absolutely, if you think in terms of if you are going to manifest in your life, make manifest, you know, your fondest dreams, your deepest calling, you are going to have to, from time to time, take a risk.
Yeah.
There's going to have to be that leap of faith.
Yep.
And it's going to happen. And this is when you rely on your internal instruction system and you really take that time to still yourself, to meditate, to think very deeply about, you know, how you're going to, whether or not you're headed in the right direction and how you're going to execute your plan. So soul view aligned action is critical, but inherent in doing anything that is, you know, aligned with how you're feeling and really where you want to go with your life, you're going to have to take a risk. I know I have personally taken tremendous risks in my life. And
yeah, hallelujah, sister. I can talk to that myself.
Absolutely. And they have worked out beautifully.
Yes.
And some things are so deeply personal, I won't even go into them. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they've resulted in having a beautiful family. A tremendous risk. So, moving to different parts of the country just based on, you know, how my internal instruction system was speaking to me and not always knowing why, but feeling very strongly that there was some action that I needed to take. And I'm a big believer in not just meditating, not just stilling yourself. Do that first. Let that inspiration that always emanates from those sessions appear, but then take the time to think and be strategic. You know, we are beings with incredible faculties, and I believe that we should be leveraging everything, and that's our brains and our minds and our emotions and feelings. All of it needs to be taken into consideration and leveraged. And action is absolutely a critical part of living with certainty.
Well, you know, we've got a couple of instant messages that are flying in here. Boy, I hope we can get them. But I must ask you this question. Thank you, Christy, for really talking to that. It's so important that we really understand the full spectrum of what you've talked about. And certainly, if you all go to Christy's website, livingwithcertainty.com, you're going to be able to click on, it's just a great visual graphic, experience deep soul joy, and you'll be able to experience these energy enablers that she's referring to, just beautifully visual. The question came in, how do you stop the pessimist from showing its negative head when so many people are so negative? I try to stay positive and keep everyone around me positive. That's really a good question.
Absolutely it is. And one of the biggest challenges that you will face, bar none, to living with certainty is how do you remain in a high vibrational frequency when you are surrounded with pessimists. And it is a huge challenge. I do address it throughout the book. You know, sometimes we are fortunate to be able to just separate ourselves from people. Sometimes it's easy, sometimes we can't. Sometimes we have, you know, we may be having troubles with our coworkers or our family members, and they're just bringing you down. Without question, that is a challenge. A couple things I suggest. One is let people know, especially the people closest to you. You may not be comfortable doing it with coworkers, but certainly with family members, you can let them know what you're doing, and you can ask them as a first step to try to not infect you with their negativity. If you're comfortable doing that, a lot of people will kind of shy away from having those kinds of conversations. But the key is to figure out what feels right for you in terms of being really protective of your efforts in this regard. And if people are really bringing you down, you may have to limit your time with them. Certainly let them know that you're living with certainty. But it is a really tough issue, and the one thing you can tell yourself is that I'm not going to allow you, Mr. or Mrs. Pessimist, to stop me from doing this, to living the life I've been intended to live.
Don't you think, Christy, that the one thing that folks should be mindful of is, and this is hard to do, it's not engage or ignite. And meaning, you know, if someone around you is negative, sometimes you throw up your hands and then you become equally negative or join in whatever the, you know, whatever the lower vibration energy is.
Yep.
Isn't it really
Absolutely.
Key, though, for folks to make sure that they understand they can hold a higher vibration? And sometimes you have to become the role model just so
Absolutely.
Long as it doesn't suck the life out of you.
Absolutely. You limit your exposure. Absolutely don't. There's an energy enabler called harm no one. Don't ignite things farther. You know, things don't have to go from, you know, 0 to 60. You know, take a time out, remove yourself from the situation. But, I will not say that it isn't a challenge to the philosophy, because it certainly is.
Yeah, it is. Christy, thank you for joining us here tonight. I would love to have close the show by asking you about your personal message. What is your personal message? What would you like to leave everyone with tonight?
First of all, I so appreciate having the opportunity to be here, particularly with you, Dr. Pat. You know, with you having a corporate background, one thing that is really important to me is to get to the point where we can talk about subjects in the mainstream, in the business community. You talk about spirituality, talk about vibrational frequency without people cringing, thinking that this is strange. And, you know, I actually had somebody yesterday refer to me as a Bible thumper. And, you know, that it's just inappropriate, and it shows people's the level to which people become uncomfortable with talking about these subjects. And so I appreciate the opportunity to be here with you. You know, this is a message of hope. I believe that this is a way that people can find relief to create the life the universe always intended for them to live in a way that provides ongoing magic and inspiration and deep soul joy. And I hope that I'm able to, you know, continue to inspire people with this message and really make a significant change.
Well, I want to tell you, Christy, thank you for joining the show today. You've inspired me, and I'm sure you've inspired countless others listening to this live and folks that will download this and listen to it. Thank you so much for joining me, Christy. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much, Dr. Pat.
All right, everyone, I want to make sure that you have the website, because then you get to see what I'm looking at. And also, this is a way for you to buy the book. Go to livingwithcertainty.com, livingwithcertainty.com. Certainly, if you've missed any part of this show, you can go to the drpatshow.com as well. Until next time, remember that there is a revelation for each and every one of you. As Christy has said, get ready to say yes to that divine revelation. We'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show.
Dance on curtain call, take your last bow.